Next patient was Walker Helen. That's W-A-L-K-E-R, Walker. Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Walker Helen, date of birth is 7/2/52. Date of visit was Next paragraph. Can you please make a copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD? Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A, Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-C, MD. Dear Glenda, thank you for sending Helen Walker for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 72-year-old lady who has had a past history for COPD. Also had been treated for pulmonary embolism. And is on and previously was on anticoagulation. The patient also complained of shortness of breath and wheezing and some leg swelling. She denies chest pains, abdominal pains, and denies leg or calf muscle pains. She has been off anticoagulation with Eliquis since earlier this year. The next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history has included the history for COPD, chronic bronchitis, and she has had a history for cancer of the lower lip, for which she had extensive resection of the lower lip with graft placement. She also had an amputated right index finger at the tip in 1975. And she has mild hypertension and hyperlipidemia. The next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 50 years, trying to quit. Alcohol use, none. Next, allergies to tetanus toxide. Next, family history, father drowned, mother at a old age. Next, medalist included rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, and steorotrospimat 2 puffs daily. Next, paragraph, system review, patient had no weight loss, fever or fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms or flank pains. She has no hay fever, but has shortness of breath and mild wheezing, and denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no. She has some depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no clubbing, peripheral edema, lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 82 respirations, 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 208, saturation 99. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal kudiri matters, throat was clear. Next, upper non-breathation is thought enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered expiratory wheezes bilaterally with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinary megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremity is 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex is 1 plus, no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD and emphysema. Oh, can you please mention in the HEENT physical exam, mention the patient's lower lip has a deformity with the protrusion of the lower lip with the presence of a graft and scarring. Okay, next. Examination of extremities reveal 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses. No captainness. Reflex of the 1 plus, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Breast number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules. And number 3, history of pulmonary emboli. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And number 6, history of squamous carcinoma at the lip, status posterior section. Next paragraph, plan patient term. Was advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. And she was again advised to quit cigarette smoking using a nicotine patch. She will use the Stiolto-Respimat 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. And she was advised to come in for follow up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, Glenda Ramirez, M-D. Thank you.